This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
So you're almost ready for Thanksgiving. The menu's set, the bird is secured, and all that's left is showing up to dinner and enjoying a great meal with your family and friends. But what's everybody drinking? Some people are Beaujolais Nouveau traditionalists. Some say champagne is a must. One thing you may have not considered is iced cider. Few drinks are as American as apple-based cider, and it may be time to introduce a new beverage into the pantheon of Thanksgiving traditions. Eleanor Leger from Eden Ice Cider explains exactly what the drink is.
So ice cider is very similar to an ice wine. It's made by concentrating all of the wonderful sugars and flavors of the apples using natural cold weather, which we have a lot of in northern Vermont, before the fermentation starts. And then it's just partially fermented, so it has some lots of residual sweetness. It's about 10% alcohol. It's delicious. It's like drinking the soul of the apple.
And why is this such a natural fit for the Thanksgiving table?
It's the perfect ending to Thanksgiving because it's made from apples, which are classic New England culinary ingredient, and certainly ciders were traditional beverages in the early years of the colonies through Prohibition. And in the case of ice cider, you've got something that's delicious and sweet and a great way to end the meal. It pairs beautifully with both apple pie and pumpkin pie. Boy, if you've eaten enough by that point, you can just have a little sip and not worry about having to find room for the rest.
Give it a try if you can. We doubt you'll be disappointed, and if anything, it'll make for great table talk. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is called Grey Goose by Tom Cruise. Thanks for listening.